Yeah, no, I
did. Well, you're going to look stupid leaving, aren't you?
The House Committee on Revenue will come to order.
You would not. You didn't tell us.
And the Senate Interim Committee on Finance and Revenue will come to order.
Thank you. Paul?
Mr. Chair, members of both committees, we have Tom Petowski and Josh Harwood here from Office of Economic Analysis, and they're going to discuss with you the release of the September Economic and Revenue Forecast.
Gentlemen.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Mr. Vice Chair, members of the House Revenue Committee and members of the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee. For the record, my name is Tom Petowski with the Office of Economic Analysis in Department of Administrative Services. With me today is Josh Harwood, Senior Economist with the Office of Economic Analysis, and we're here today to release our September 2010 Economic Revenue Forecast. We usually start with this just as a reminder to the committees of the process that we go through each quarter with meeting with the Governor's Council of Economic Advisors, and then coming up with a preliminary forecast, and then meeting once again with that advisory group and also with a in-house DAS advisory committee made up of various government agencies. We then produce from that economic model a revenue forecast review. We also have a Council of Revenue Forecast Advisors that we meet with each quarter to help us on these issues. And then finally, we reach the result, and we're here today. What I want to point out, this is a real busy slide with a lot of stuff on it. But the very top part here is, I think, very apropos for what we're looking at right now, where it says the U.S. economy looks weaker now than it did just 3 months ago. And these comments all here are statements from various national, international analyst groups saying that they are really changing their viewpoint from just a couple of months ago, from where they thought the economy was heading. In particular, David Weiss from Standard & Poor's in the bottom here says that the economic numbers have been coming in below expectations. And that really is the story for us, is that what we've been seeing has been coming in a little below expectations. This is for the U.S. economy, different scenarios. And what I want to point out here on these different scenarios is the most likely outcome is this middle blue line. But notice down below here, this is from Global Insight that we use for our forecasting purposes, and that they have changed their view from last April, which was a 15% risk of the pessimistic view, the red line, compared to a 25% for the optimistic line. So they thought the risks were on the upper side rather than the lower side. Now, just a couple of months, you have this switch now where now the risks are higher on the downside rather than the upside. And this is just within a couple of months. This is what they call their July baseline. I took a look at their August baseline, and the pessimistic now is rather than 20%, it's up to 25%. Bottom line for the U.S., it's tough to call this a recovery. So, you know, paraphrasing here, rather than the recession is in recovery, it's the recovery recession is in its second year. Very, very slow, anemic job growth at the U.S. level. Unemployment rate staying stubbornly high. Credit markets are still a problem out there. They are starting to do a little bit better, but if you think about the credit markets as a continuum from the most creditworthy companies that are flush with cash are probably the ones that could get a loan, even though they may not actually need it because they are flush with cash. You go down this continuum and you come to small businesses, much tougher to be able to get the operating credit that they need to do their businesses, and you come all the way down to really the residential, commercial real estate people. This is the toughest part in order to be able to get a loan today. Housing market's still very fragile. We saw the U.S. numbers come in where July was still quite a plunge in new home sales. Housing starts also are very anemic. It does appear that prices may continue to decline throughout this year. Inflation, if there's a bright point, is that it's not much of a threat right now, probably not going to be much of a threat next year. What that means is the Federal Reserve should not be in any hurry in order to raise interest rates, in order to fight inflation. What we've actually seen the Federal Reserve just recently do is that rather than trying to shrink their portfolio, they have stopped that shrinkage so that when loans that they, assets that they do have that are paid off, rather than just making that money go away, they're going to go back out in the market and buy assets. The only problem with this is that this is a stopping position of a basically a tightening of monetary policy. It is not necessarily a position of loosening monetary policy to try to help out, once again, the U.S. economy. And I think once we'll see in a couple of weeks when the Fed meets again, they may change that position, given the news that we're seeing on the economy. And this is basically telling you that what we're seeing for the U.S. economy is that even though we had a surge in the fourth quarter and the first quarter of 2010, definitely the second quarter has come in much weaker. Tomorrow we get another re-estimate of the second quarter. Initial estimates, by the way, just 3 months ago were it was going to be close to 4% growth in the second quarter. It actually came in somewhere in the low 2%. Now the expectation is going to come in the low 1% range. And this is just, as I said, it's just a three-month move, a very dramatic look change at the economy. For Oregon, we're at about a 10.6% unemployment rate. We've been stuck at that rate for about the last 9 months. It is a full percentage point improvement over the peak of the unemployment during the recession, but still stubbornly staying at a quite a long position here. We don't have a very fast job growth. We're a 43rd fastest. As I've said before, that's our nice way of saying we have the seventh slowest job growth of any state. Non